a white boy, and I don't reckon I know of any white boys around now that's trying to go with a colored girl. But I know lots of colored boys that's trying to go with the color of the white girls around. And some of them are doing it too.
You ever heard people from the town kind of poke fun at people from the country?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they used to do that a whole lot. Now,
would it be all right if I turn that down a little bit?
Yeah, you can turn it off if you want to.
Let's
right there. Yeah, you two, Martin, out there, high school, had a good basketball team. And
that's the one you played for?
And Cassata, that's the one I played for. And Cassata, they almost died every time Cassata and Martin had played. And after I started driving the school bus, I'd take the ball players out there and I'd holler for Martin, you know, and they'd threaten making me walk back home. I'd always have the key in my pocket. I'd always take the key out of the bus.
See, if anybody's going to be walking, it was them.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to drive that bus back. That's like the old boys was going to whoop me when I first started. They got mad at me, and there's one old boy in the bunch, you could egg him on, you know, and oh, he was tough. And they got to picking at him and egging him on, telling him what, oh, they're going to whip me and all that, and they ought to get together and whip me. So he was telling me they was going to whip me. I said, well, I was in a stretch over there. It's called a 4 mile stretch where there ain't no houses, no. I just pulled over and I said, well, I don't know where you boys can whip me or not, but I said, right here's a good place to find out. So he got up and he looked all around. The rest of them boys, they slipped down their seats. He got up. I said, well, come on, if y'all gonna whip me. I said, I don't know where y'all can or not, but it won't hurt nothing to try. But they didn't try. They backed out. He sat down, and the rest of them wouldn't follow. He just sat down. And I never did have no more trouble out of him.
How old were you?
Like that. Huh?
How old were you then?
Oh, I was about 50. I reckon 50-something, I guess.
You always been pretty good size?
Oh, yeah. I was much of a man for just a few years ago. Just, I got one of my knees hurt, you know, and operated on one of them. And the other got to bother me. The doctor had operated on me, said I'd carried around so much weight all the time till I wore the cushions out in my knees. Hmm. He said there wasn't nothing could be done about it. So. And that still bothered me a whole lot, because I'm too heavy, I know. I shouldn't eat like I do, but I eat right smart, you know, just I usually eat. I eat the wrong meal, supper, you know, in the evening before I go to bed. Just for a night, I eat a lot of supper.
Yeah, my problem too.
I usually don't eat all day long, just wait for supper.
Yeah. Same thing here. You talked about yesterday burning insects up in the woods or something like that. Do y'all have insects around here that bad to sting you?
Yeah, we got a lot of stinging insects. Got yellow jackets, and bees, and